Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It is Ali Quorum and Ken Treve here with a breakdown of the action for Wednesday, March 20th, where we saw stocks soar in reaction to the latest Fed statement, Ken.
Yeah, I think there was maybe some worry that there would be a little hawkishness in the statement, but pretty positive response to the market here. Lots of growth stocks on the move. I wanted to take a look at CyberArk, CYBR, also Monday.com, and MNDY is a symbol there, and also JFrog, FROG.
Okay, well, we'll take a look at those stocks, but first let's analyze the major indexes, starting with a look at the NASDAQ composite, up 1.25% in today's session. We had the S&P 500 up 0.9%. The Dow today up more than 1%, clearing this sideways area it's been in, and small caps. Of course, we know how interest rate sensitive those are. Up strongly today here, Ken, up 1.7% to lead the way today.
Yeah, not surprising to see small caps outperform here. We've seen some volatile action in this index, but a nice day of outperformance for small caps. I think the market is focusing on the fact that the rate cut outlook for this year is pretty much in line with what the market was expecting. They see three rate cuts. They're not ready to say what meeting the first rate cut is going to be at, but the market is expecting June. And then two more rate cuts after there. For 2024, or next year, 2025, they actually dialed back their rate cut expectations a little bit from 4 to 3. So lots of information inside the statement. The other thing that I thought was interesting was they raised their GDP forecast this year quite significantly, up to 2.1% from 1.4. So seemed to be kind of a Goldilocks statement. They are really still focused on fighting inflation. They keep reminding the market that their work is not done. They still are talking about economic uncertainty, but the way the market is trading right now, pretty optimistic that the Fed's going to be able to engineer a soft landing here.
Yeah. And while we still are below that intraday high from 3.8, we do have a closing high here, Ken. So, you know, we've been chopping sideways here for the last couple of weeks, finding support at the 21-day line here on the NASDAQ and that 16,000 level. So what's your assessment of the overall picture and health of the broad market at this point?
Well, I think we've seen, breadth, improve, particularly on the NYSE. Still looking at a advanced decline line for the NASDAQ that's raising, maybe a little bit of some question marks. It's been kind of on a downtrend basically since January. You can see that advanced decline line for the NASDAQ. So the NASDAQ breadth has been a little bit shaky, much better on the NYSE, but we've seen, a lot of outperformance from oil and gas, retail, metals, material stocks. So leadership is particularly broadened out on the NYSE. So that's a good thing.
It sure is. Okay, a little bit of a closer look at the S&P 500 as well. What a strong uptrend this remains here, Ken.
Yeah, we don't see markets like this very often, honestly. Every time the market is given a chance to go down, it has problems going down. It sometimes rallies off lows right into the close. We just kind of, floated around the flat line all day today, and then we just ended with a bang here. So, definitely the quiet before the storm. But people again will debate, was it hawkish or dovish, and I thought it was just about right. I think Jerome Powell's done a great job communicating with investors about where the Fed's at. Every meeting, he's talking about the fact that the fight against inflation is not done. There are still economic risks. There's a lot of time between now and the end of the year. Is the job market going to start cooling off? Is that going to have an impact on consumer spending? So a lot of uncertainty out there, but what we need to focus on is just strong action in the market itself and, pretty good leadership, like I said.
Okay. And in terms of broad participation, we even have blue chips. So blue chips, small caps, everything seems to be firing on all cylinders here, Ken.
Yes, indeed. So expanding breadth. Last year, it was a lot of enterprise software stocks, the Magnificent Seven stocks. But again, you're just seeing a lot more participation now. NASDAQ breadth is still a little bit of a problem. We've got a lot of excessive bullish sentiment out there. So we're still monitoring these yellow flags, and but have to just take the market action day by day. And it was a very positive response to the Fed today.
Okay. And, you know, if with all this talk about interest rates, here's a look at 0TNX representing the 10-year yield coming off here a little bit today after bumping up against its highest levels for the year, Ken.
Yeah, just checking on the yield. It really didn't move a whole lot. I see it down about 2 basis points to 4.28%. So you see a little bit of weakness there late. But again, just kind of a Goldilocks Fed statement. The Fed is happy with the way the economy is performing, but it's cognizant of some risks out there. But what we know right now is the market's in a confirmed uptrend, seeing a lot of good stocks out there, and hopefully people are making money on the long side.
One last question on the market, Ken. Any thoughts about what we might see in terms of a day two reaction or digestion of today's headlines?
Well, it's I'd have to go back and see what the market reaction is like the day after the Fed. I think it's been mixed, but I just think that had a little volume on the NASDAQ today, came in higher than the prior two sessions or the prior two up days. So a little bit of accumulation here, and you know, we'll see. We'll see if we can extend gains tomorrow, maybe get some follow through, and you know, we could digest some of these gains tomorrow as well. Really, just when we're looking at market declines, we're always going to be looking at volume. We want to see higher volume on the way up and lower volume on the way down. That's the kind of interplay we like to see.
Makes sense. Okay, let's take a look at some names underneath the surface. Here's CYBR. This is CyberArk Software. An upside reversal on Tuesday and a follow-up today here, Ken, up 1.4%. Overall, it's been trading nice and tight with some good support at that short-term 21-day line.
Yeah, and you can see some volatility. There was some volatility in the cyber security group in general, but CyberArk came down pretty hard to its 50-day moving average. But, you know, it's rallied back, and it's just been kind of holding above the 250 level here. Just, you know, the fundamentals here are outstanding. So we've got, you know, revenue growth that's been accelerating in recent quarters. You've got big annual earnings estimates here. So this is a security software firm really well positioned for growth. Beautiful breakout, and then just kind of a nice little short consolidation here above the 10-week moving average. So like especially the last 3 weeks of price action really showing strength and support here, and relative strength line a little bit off highs, but it wouldn't take much to get that thing into new high ground pretty quickly.
So where would you view this stock as actionable, Ken, if it can clear this declining trend line?
Yeah, the master of the trend line drawing there. Yeah, so I think it's a good downward sloping trend line there. So that recent high from a couple of weeks ago, I think, would be enough to break CyberArk out of its downtrend. And this is a name that we're watching closely on the leaderboard. We just have it on the watch list right now, and we're going to wait and see if our alert gets triggered.
Yeah, well, a promising candidate. Okay, next on the list, let's go to MNDY. This is Monday.com in the enterprise software group, bouncing to clear a trend line here as well, Ken, up 4.2%. What's your assessment?
Well, it looked like a buy signal to me today. Volume was light. It was higher than the prior session, which was good, but volume was below average. But that's just a nice little trend line breakout here. Moves above that recent high of 233. So, you know, just another stock that has done well post breakout, and then it's just respecting the 50-day moving average and the 10-week line. So let's just go to the weekly chart here, and don't want to gloss over the fundamentals here, but this is a company also known for great top line, bottom line growth in recent quarters, turned profitable fairly recently. But you can see that that top line growth has been real steady in the high 20s, low 30s, and holding support at the 10-week line here. And I think it's a stock that still has the potential to lead here.
Okay. And last but never least, Let's go to Frog, JFrog. So we've got a trio of software sector names here, Ken. And like you said, growth names looking interesting. And so JFrog turning in a compelling performance today as well, up 3.9% after finding.
All of these companies have really good fundamentals. That's why they've got the strong composite ratings. And JFrog is no different. This is a company that's in a very interesting niche market. In fact, I'm not even sure who the competition is for this company, but they basically help customers manage and release software updates. So pretty interesting technology. It's been fueling nice top line growth in recent quarters. And here again, another little trend line breakout here, swing over to the weekly chart and see a stock that really responded well to a nice earnings report. It's been holding gains, showing strength and support, relative strength line up near highs, and really showing just good action here. So three software stocks to watch. And it's been a great sector for a long time, but it's really where you see some of the best growth in the market right now.
Yeah. And Ken, something we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks is even though the choppy sideways action has made new buys tough, the silver lining is that it has allowed stocks that have made solid moves to digest a little bit and form new entries. And it seems like we're now seeing, at least potentially, the result of that action creating these new setups.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more stocks than what we just talked about today. But between CyberArk, Monday.com, JFrog, all of these stocks are still showing relative strength in the morning, still showing relative strength in the market. And again, I can't emphasize enough, when you're in a good market uptrend, you don't want to see narrow leadership. And while the breadth on the NASDAQ has still been a little bit suspect, on the NYSE, it really has broadened out nicely. So I think the market is still looking good here. Again, excessive bullish sentiment. We got another very bullish reading from Investors Intelligence today, the survey of weekly newsletter writers. That's still over 60%, which is up near levels that have come ahead of little market pullbacks here. So, still just going conservative here, but appreciating the strength of this uptrend still.
All right. Well, some great intel there, Ken. We really appreciate it. And thanks, everyone, for tuning in. That is it for today. But we will be back with more tomorrow morning on IABD Live. And we hope you join us, investors.com/IABD Live, for all the details on that. We'll see you there. And then, of course, we'll see you right back here tomorrow after the close. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.